Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Supernatural Power of the Believer. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I'm so glad that you've joined me this morning as we explore the Bible and look at what God has did and look at what God has done for us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are supernatural beings, and we rejoice and we thank God that we have been remade. We are new creatures. Those of us who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we are new, supernatural, powerful creatures. New beings in Christ Jesus. Supernatural power. We have supernatural power. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you. We magnify your name, for you alone are God, and above you there is none else. Oh, Father, we thank you for this time. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit to think through our minds, to speak through our lips, to flow through our limbs, working in us, through us, for us, and on our behalf, and through us to minister to others. God, I thank you that you will fill my mouth with that you would have us to hear and to know, and that your word will bear fruit unto your honor and to your glory. We do bind the enemy from interfering in any way, from the word going forth or from the word being received. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Rejoice, for you have been supernaturally remade. Glory to God. You have power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What in the world am I talking about? I am saying that as you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the mighty Holy Spirit of the living God comes on the inside of you. He buries that old man, old sinful man, and he places a new spirit in you connected to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Now, of course, the Word of God teaches us that we have to renew our minds day by day, and our bodies will follow suit, glory to God. But our spirit is new. The spirit is the real you. Hallelujah. God said in the beginning, let us, in Genesis 1:26, let us make man after our own image. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a speaking spirit, and we are created in his image. We are speaking spirits also. And as God spoke in the creation into existence, the spirit of the living God, the creative force of God, the power of God, hallelujah, moved on the scene and brought forth those things that God spoke. And so it is today. As you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit of God comes on the inside of you. He buries that old man. Hallelujah. Our old man is buried with Christ. But we, when we receive Jesus, we're raised to newness of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Newness of life in God. Hallelujah. Powered by the mighty Spirit of the living God. Of course, as you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there is an additional experience that Jesus instructed his disciples. In fact, he said, don't even go out to minister, you know, once he had gone to be seated at the right hand of the Father. He said, go to that upper room and stay there until they were endued with power to go out and be that testimony, that testimony for Jesus Christ. So the same thing with us. Once we're saved, we need to go ahead and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the evidence that they had once they were filled in the upper room, that 120, they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. And the same as it is today, when we are asked the Father, in the name of Jesus, to fill us with the Holy Spirit of God, with the power, that's what we're talking about, the power of God, then, of course, the evidence that you are filled is that you speak with other tongues, just like they did in the upper room. Hallelujah. God gives us what we call our prayer language, our prayer language. Hallelujah. Why do we need a prayer language? Because there are many times that you need to pray and you do not know how to pray. So you yield to the Spirit of God to pray through you that perfect prayer, just like it should be prayed, so that you can receive that God has done and will manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's get started as we talk about, let's look in the scriptures here that show us that we have this supernatural power, that show us that we don't operate just the same anymore. And we've taught in other sessions Romans 6, hallelujah. We'll look at that briefly again today, and also Romans 8 also supports this fact that we are supernatural, powerful believers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But the first step has to be to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You cannot walk in this power. You the Holy Spirit will not come and live with a dead spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need that new spirit. The old man, when you receive Jesus, is buried with Jesus. In fact, when Jesus died for our sins, he died for all of our sins, whether we were born again or not. You couldn't be born again until after his death, burial, and resurrection. But so then, now that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, we are to demonstrate Jesus in our lives. Hallelujah. We're to go about doing good just like Jesus did, healing the sick, casting out devils, because we have that power on the inside of us. And we're to be imitators of Jesus. We're to let people know that Jesus is still alive and that he's operating and working in and through us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's start at 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But let's see what this new being is all about. Let's go up a little further, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. Starting at verse 13 in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, for we are beside ourselves, mad as some say, it is for God and concerns him. If we are in our right mind, it is for your benefit. For the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us, because we are of the opinion and conviction that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, so that all those who live might live no longer to and for themselves, but to and for him who died and was raised again for their sake. We're talking about Jesus, who died and was raised again for our sake. Consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard no one from a purely human point of view. See, we're talking about the supernatural power of the believer. We don't regard ourselves any longer merely as a mere human. But we regard, let me read that again. Consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard no one from a purely human point of view in terms of natural standards of value. No, even though we once did estimate Christ from a human viewpoint and as a man, yet now we have such knowledge. See, we understand now, hallelujah, of him that we know him no longer in terms of the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. We're talking about this supernatural power of the believer. We're talking about this supernatural believer. We're talking about this believer who has received the sacrifice of Christ, who has received Jesus and the completed work of Jesus. We're talking about this supernatural power that came as a result of our receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior and receiving, believing and having knowledge that we are no longer the same, that we are new creations. We are a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the flesh and new has come. Hallelujah. Supernatural, supernatural being. We've been remade, thank you, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, placed us back where we were in the beginning before Adam fell, connected to God, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Each one of us that are born again, we have a ministry called reconciliation. And what is this? That by word and deed, we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. In other words, that people can see this supernatural power in our lives, and they'll want to know this Jesus. And we want to, our ministry is to lead people to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's not necessarily your call to the fivefold ministry, but wherever you live and work, wherever you are, you are to demonstrate a lifestyle of the Christian, of the Christ life. Hallelujah. So that people will want to know this Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It was God personally present in Christ. See, we taught before in another session that Jesus incarnates. Hallelujah. God poured himself in an earthen vessel because there was no man that had the pure blood, because from Adam's sin, every man that was born from that point had the sin nature. And so, therefore, we needed a father with pure blood. Hallelujah. So God poured himself into an earthen vessel so that he could come and redeem us from this curse, hallelujah, that's in the world system today. Hallelujah. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against man their trespasses, but canceling them, thank you, Jesus, and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of restoration to favor. Hallelujah. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ's personal representative, thank you, Jesus, beg you for his sake to lay hold favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endued with reviews us being in an example of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him by his goodness. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is what we're talking about. This is what we mean when we say we have been supernaturally remade. We have been endued with power from on high. Because the third person of the Godhead, the Spirit of the living God, comes to dwell in us. Jesus told us over in John 14 that it was expedient that he go away so that the Spirit of God could come and indwell us. The counselor, the helper, the one called alongside to help, the intercessor for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I say, God, help me. I submit to the power of the Spirit of the living God. Every day, Father, I submit to you the ministry of the Holy Spirit to help me. Hallelujah. He knows the end from the beginning. He takes of the from the Father and shows it unto us. When Jesus walked on the earth, he said, I don't do anything but what I see my Father do. I don't say anything but what I hear my Father say. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is sent to do the very same thing for us. The Bible tells us over in John 14 that he will not speak of himself, but he will speak that he hears from the Father. Let me just turn over there so you can see it in the Gospel of John. Let's turn over there. Gospel of John. Hallelujah. Let's just read down verse 26, the Gospel of John 14, verse 26. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. That same verse 26 in the Amplified says, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, he's sent to help us, Lord. But we have to receive his help. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, Jesus said, to represent me, Jesus said, and to act on my behalf, to act on Jesus' behalf. Jesus already said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. He said in verse 13 and 14 of this very same chapter, the Gospel of John chapter 14, he said, in verse 13, and I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name as presenting all that I am so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Now, notice, when we walk in the victory that has been given us, that glory, people will glorify God. You know, it brings glory to God. And so we're his children. And he wants us to walk in the victory that has already been purchased for us. Jesus already defeated the enemy. He says it's finished. And so we are to walk in that completed work of Jesus with that supernatural power, with that supernatural boldness, with the power, the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, because he sent the Spirit of God to help us. Let's read again. In verse 14, see, he wants us to get it. He said it two times. Verse 13, he said, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name, presenting all that I am so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Verse 14, he comes right back and says it again. Yes, I'm telling you the truth, he says. I will grant I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. Now, Jesus is saying, this is Jesus talking. Now, how is he going to do it? He tells you right here in verse 27. In verse 26 of the same chapter 14, you need to connect these dots. Jesus said, but the Comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby. That's who the Holy Spirit is to me and to you. He says, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me, Jesus said. Now, Jesus said he's going to represent him. What is he going to represent him doing? Whatever you ask, Father, in Jesus' name, he's going to represent you. And he's going to represent Jesus in our lives. That's what he's going to do. And so we have to hear him. We have to hear him, and we have to believe what he is saying. And so let's look further. It says here in verse 26 of the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26, but the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, Jesus said, to represent me, Jesus said, and act on my behalf, teach you all things. He will cause you to recall. He will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I've told you. Now, also over in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, Jesus is talking again, and verse 13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, while he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, the Amplified says it like this, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. Let's see. Let me say it correctly. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth. For he will not speak of himself. He will not speak his own message on his own authority. But he will tell you what he hears from the Father. Just like Jesus operated only by instructions of the Father. He said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I hear my Father, see my Father do. And so, you see, this is how he operated. This is how he operated. So he says he will give the message that has been given him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. In other words, God doesn't want you caught off guard with anything. He will show you what's going on your job. He will show you what's going on in this world system so that you can pray, so that you can bind those things that don't belong, and so that you can loose those things that do belong to flow forth in your life. So it's a great thing to be born again, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to have the Holy Spirit as your helper. Hallelujah. So this is a new life. This is a supernatural life. It's a supernatural, powerful life as a believer. Why are we to be supernatural individuals in this earth system? Because there is a devil. Jesus said the thief goes about seeking whom he may devour. He said, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So it's only life in Jesus, only supernatural life, that we can live above the situations and the circumstances of life. I mean, this is what you call the kingdom living. We operate by the kingdom of God system. We don't operate by this earth fleshy system that's ruled by Satan. This earth system was given to Satan through the fall of Adam. And so Jesus came, and we are in a supernatural system. We operate in the supernatural kingdom of God system. system, hallelujah, above situations, above circumstances that we find in this earth system. Hallelujah. We are in the world, but we are not of this world. We are of the kingdom of God system, hallelujah, and we operate in a supernatural way. And understanding that the supernatural provisions of God supersede what the enemy tries to do in the earth system. If you understand, if you have the knowledge of God, if you walk in the things of God, in the faith of God, if you receive as truth God's word and apply his word to your life, you can operate in a supernatural, powerful way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Colossians. Hallelujah. Colossians 2, chapter 2, verse 20 says, if then you have died with Christ to material ways of looking at things and have escaped from the world's crude and element notions and teachings of externalism, why do you live as if you still belong to the world? Have mercy. Why do you submit to the rules and regulations? Hallelujah. That such as sickness and disease and poverty and all of these things. That's not of God. Hallelujah. He made the way through Jesus. You have been redeemed from the curse. I want to read down. Hallelujah. 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 In Colossians, turn to Colossians 2, and let's look at what my Bible, the subtopic says, the sufficiency in Christ. Start reading at verse 8. See to it that no one carries you off as spoil to make you yourselves captives by his so-called philosophy. See, there's so many people, so many philosophies going around in the earth today. You know, that God doesn't heal now, that, you know, you can't do any better. You cannot make it in this life. You know, prices are so high, you know, those kinds of things. Don't let people fool you and draw you into those so-called philosophies. You know, you grew up on the wrong side of the track, or your skin is the wrong color, and those kinds of things. Don't let, the Bible says here, don't you be brought captive to these so-called philosophies and intellectualism and vain deceit, idle fantasies, and plain nonsense, following human tradition, man's ideas of the material rather than the spiritual. See, this supernatural power of the believer comes only when you walk in the supernatural, when you walk in the Spirit of God, when you walk according to the dictates of God, hallelujah, and not according to the spiritual, the world system, just crude notions following rudimentary and elemental teachings of the universe and disregarding the teachings of Christ the Messiah. See, all these folks talking about, you know, drawing, you know, energy from the earth and all of these kind of things. Listen, come up higher. Be led. Be controlled by the Spirit of the living God, the third person of the Godhead, and walk in this supernatural power that has been purchased for you as a believer by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He redeemed us from the curse. He redeemed us from the curse that is in this earth system as a result of the fall of Adam. Verse 9 of Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 says, and I'm reading Amplified, for in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. See, Jesus said, the Father and I will come and abode with you. So he sent the Holy Spirit as our helper. But Jesus said, we'll come. As the Father has loved me, so has he loved you. Why? Because we have received Jesus. We have received him as our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And notice, again, for in him, in Christ, the Messiah, the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving us this supernatural power, giving complete expression of the divine nature. We're talking about divine dunamis power that lifts us up above the ills of the world, lifts us up above the attacks of the enemy. Hallelujah. Remember I said that the word of God, the life force of God, will supersede that the enemy is trying to do in your life. When I say supersede, as you focus in and as you declare what God has said, hallelujah, above cancer, above high blood pressure, above diabetes, above kidney problems, above tumors or whatever, you know, the attack is on your body. If you'll put the word of God on it, the word of God will lift you above that. The very life force of God, same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, will purge out all sickness and disease, will purge out all poverty, all lack, all financial defilement, and all debt. Hallelujah. Purge it out. It doesn't belong to us. Jesus said, all of our needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This is a word from the living God. He is our source for all. He's our only source. God is our provider. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Let's read on verse 10 of Colossians chapter 2, Amplified Version. And you are in him. See, we are in Christ, made full and having come to fullness of life in Christ. You too are filled, hallelujah. This is a powerful statement here. You too are filled with the Godhead. That is a powerful statement. If you can catch a hold to that, if you can embrace that, you are powerful. You are supernatural, powerful being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. I love it. And if we will embrace this, then that power of God, the power of God will supersede that the enemy is trying to do in your life. It says, and you are in him. See, we're in Christ. We're in Christ. When you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're engrafted in to the family. You are in him, made full, and having come to the fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority, of every angelic principality and power. Hallelujah. Listen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, because you are in Christ, and the fullness of God, the nature of God, dwells on the inside of you, and he has given you authority. And notice, he said, and he is the head of all rule and authority, of every angelic principality and power. whatever the demon is that's trying to harass you, listen, you have authority. You rise up, lift up your voice, and speak the word of God over your life, over your children. See, no weapon formed against you or your children shall prosper. See, God has given you authority. You authority. You have the authority. You are the speaking spirit. You have to form your future. You have to create in your body or in your children's body or in your finances, in whatever needs to have a revision, you have the authority. You've been given the authority. And when you speak the word of God, the host of heaven goes to work on your behalf. Those scriptures tell us in Psalms 103, verse 20 through 22, that the angels of God who encompass about us of the ministering spirit sent a minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. They hearken to the voice of God's word. See, you have power, hallelujah, by the mighty spirit of the living God. You have power, hallelujah, because of the host of heaven that God has sent to encompass about you, to minister on your behalf, and as you say what God says, because the angels of God are only hearken to the voice of God's word. They're there to help you. They'll even do surgery. They'll even do surgery on you. You know, if you need surgery, the angel of God can do that surgery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read on. This is outstanding here. Glory to God. The word of God is sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. The word of God is true. It is the truth. It's the only truth. It's the only truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just say this with me. Father, I believe your word. I receive your word. It's so manifested in my life. I welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. I welcome the presence of the Godhead in my life. I welcome your presence, Father. I welcome your presence. I receive the power of God flowing through me. Hallelujah. The power of God to minister to others. Glory to God. To perfect and correct all those things that concern me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's read on. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, but in a spiritual circumcision performed by Christ by stripping off the body of the flesh, the whole corrupt carnal nature with its passions and lust. Now in him, you see, thus you were circumcised when you were buried with him or with Jesus in your baptism, in which you were also raised with him to a new life. We're talking about this supernatural power of the believer. You have been remade. Hallelujah. You are a new creature. We just read that. It's a new life now. You are not the same, and you are not your own. You've been purchased with a price, the blood of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. We have been raised to newness of life. When you receive Jesus, the old person, the old sinful lust was stripped off by the Holy Spirit of God, buried with Christ. Hallelujah. And we are raised to newness of life, to a new life through your faith in the workings of God as displayed when he raised Jesus up from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. New life. New life. We don't operate the same again. We have been redeemed. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Say that with me. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, and you who were dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, your sensuality, your sinful carnal nature, God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us of all of our transgressions. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the completed work of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me so much, Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 14 of Colossians 2. This is what God did through Jesus, through the completed work of Jesus, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note bound with its legal decrees and demands, with its regulations, decrees, and demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to his cross. See, we're not the same. We're not the same sinful person when you receive Jesus. It has been nailed to, what your past has been nailed to the cross with Jesus. Hallelujah. You're new, hallelujah. You're new, glory to God. God cleared your path clean out of the way. No matter what you did, if you received Jesus as your Lord, don't let the enemy speak to your mind and say, no, you did this, you did that. No, you can't have what God says you can have. But you need to yell with your voice, I am who God says that I am. I can do what God says I can do, and I do have what God says I have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to yell it with the top of your voice. You need to yell it. You need to declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give him honor and glory for his word. Let's go on. Let's go on. Verse 15 says, God disowned. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God disowned the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him, in Christ, and in it, the cross. Hallelujah. Therefore, let no one sit in judgment on you in matters of food, drink, or with regard to a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such things are only a shadow of things that are to come, and they have only symbolic value. But the reality, the substance, the solid fact of what is foreshadowed, the body of it, belongs to Christ. Let no one defraud you by acting as an umpire and declaring you unworthy and disqualifying you for the prize, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, taking his stand on vision. He claims he has seen vanity puffed up by his sensuous notions and inflated by his unspiritual thoughts and fleshly conceit, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body supplies and knit together by means of its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. If then you have died with Christ to material ways of looking at things and have escaped from the world's crude elemental notions and teachings of externalism, why do you live if you still belong to the world? Why do you submit to the rules and regulations? See what he's saying here, you know, the enemy will come and the enemy will try to place rules and regulations on you, say you can't do this or you can't do that or you can't be healed or you don't have enough money. Listen, we walk in newness of life. We walk in the spirit of the living God according to the word of the living God, which will supersede those fleshly, earthly things. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how long you've had it. It doesn't matter how long they've had. The word of God supersedes that. The Bible says God has a way of escape for every situation or every circumstance that might come against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just turn back over and read just a bit. We won't read all the way down through it, but pointing out and supporting what we have just read in terms of what God has done. We have been redeemed from the curse. In order to walk above the ugly things that we see in the earth today, you have to be born again. You have to be filled with the Spirit. You have to walk in the Word of God. You got to know what this Word teaches you. You got to know that you have been redeemed. If you have been redeemed, and it's not just you, the Bible says over in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20, God says, here it is. In this earth system, you have life and death. Choose life so that you and your children's children might live. And so, therefore, whatever would come against you or your children or your children's children, the word of God will supersede that. The word of God will cause whatever that situation or that circumstance to be turned around to your favor, whatever needs to be perfected, he will cause that. The word of God on that situation will turn that adverse situation around to your favor. So we're not to fear because we serve a true and a living God. We're not to walk in fear ever because we are supernatural, powerful beings. We're speaking spirits, and the Spirit of God has been sent to help us. And so, therefore, as we speak that that you desire from God, as you speak to the mountain, Mark 11:23 says, as you speak to the mountain, what the Word of God says about it, hallelujah, then that mountain has to move. That situation has to change. That situation has to be perfected because the Word of God will call the Spirit of the living God. As you declare God's Word in your life and over your life and over your children's life and over your children's children's life, as you declare the Word of God, hallelujah, over your children's lives, hallelujah, and your children's children's lives, the Word of God will perfect and correct anything that the enemy has tried to bring. The word of the living God. The word is alive. The word is Jesus. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Well, you got the word on the inside of you. You got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. The very life force of God. The very life force that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. And he will quicken. He will make alive. Is it your finances you need to be made alive? Your bank account that you need to be made alive? Well, speak over it. Jesus became poor so that you might be made rich. If it's your body that needs to be something recreated, then speak over it. Speak of your body. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me, and he quickens, he makes alive, he restores. Glory to God. He creates whatever needs to be created. Hallelujah. See, the legs have grown out. New hearts have been put in people. New kidneys. See, it doesn't matter what the situation is. It matters whether you will believe that God is. The Bible says if you come to God, believe that he is, then he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. And he has said in his word that his word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which he pleased and prosper in the thing whereunto he sent it. That's the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His word will not fail, never fail. There's never a failing word in God. See, we can have confidence in God. We can rest in God. God is our source. He is our only source, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, our only source, thank you, Lord. And we can have confidence in a true and living God, confidence in a true and living God. Let's just go to John 5:14-15 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. That's King James. The Amplified says, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness. See, you got to come to God with a boldness that you have confidence that he is. And that he's a rewarder. Rewarder is not anything broken. Rewarder is not anything that is not perfect and good. Hallelujah. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we expect the supernatural power of God to perfect and correct abnormalities, to perfect and correct sickness and disease, to perfect and correct your finances. Hallelujah. We expect the supernatural power of God. And we can have boldness when we go to God. See, he said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. See, it's by grace and mercy. Believe in grace and mercy. The blood of Jesus crying out mercy, mercy, mercy every day. The Bible says that our mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Again, let's read the Amplified version of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness, hallelujah, which we have in him. We are sure. See, we are not wavering, but we are sure that if we ask anything, make any request, according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and hears us. And if since we positively know that he listens to us, then whatever we ask, what is it that you have need of? Whatever we ask, we also know we're settled. See, we're not waving, but we're settled. Absolute knowledge. We got the knowledge from the word of God. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. And he further said, it was expedient that he go away so that the Holy Spirit will come and that the Holy Spirit was going to represent him. And the Holy Spirit was going to do whatever it is that you ask the Father in his name. Hallelujah. So we have absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. Why? How is it that we have absolute knowledge and that this request is so, is our present possession? So, because when you ask what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received these things, and you shall have them. See, faith is believing before you see it. So when we ask, you know, we don't see it right then. But we believe that it's ours right then. And we believe that it's ours because we have absolute knowledge that the word of God will not return void. He said so. So we have that absolute knowledge. We have that knowledge because God said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. That's what he said. That's what the word of God has said to us. And so, you know, we have that absolute knowledge, and we believe that the petitions that we have before God, that they are our present. It's done now. It's done now because that's what the word, that's what the knowledge that we have gained from God, God's word says. And so we have them now. We believe that we have received them now. And so, therefore, we rest in God that it is so done. We rest in God that it is complete. Hallelujah. And so we rest and thank God until the manifestation, until we can see it with our eyes. But we are not swayed. We're fully persuaded that the word of God is true. We're fully persuaded that the word of God is manifested in our lives. We just rest in him, thanking him, rejoicing before him, worshiping God, thanking him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The word of God is sweeter than the honeycomb. We serve a true and a living God. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Confidence in a true and living God. Confidence that God's word is true. In the same chapter, verse 4, said, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our flesh. See, those ugly things that are in the world, those ugly things that Satan has brought against us, the word of God says right here, whosoever is born of God, you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're born of God. You're engrafted in the family. It says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. This world system, you overcome it. The word of God will supersede that attack that the enemy has on you. Let's read that same verse from the Amplified. So whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's our faith in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's our faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like the verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? See, that those are criteria. That's the criteria for us to walk in this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, we're coming to the end. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, come, let's pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died and was raised from the dead so that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, fill me with your mighty Spirit. that I might have that power to go out and witness. I believe that I will speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. Hallelujah. Now just quiet yourself, hallelujah, and lift your voice, speaking in that tongue that the Spirit of God gives you. No two people sound alike. Glory to God. See, lift your voice, hallelujah, and pray in the Spirit. I call you filled with the Spirit, call you saved and filled with the Spirit. Well, glory to God. Thank you again for joining us. It's good. The word is good. I believe that the word has gone deep within our hearts and will bring forth fruit to the honor and the glory of God. Go forth into today knowing that you are a supernatural, powerful believer filled with the Spirit of the living God. Let people see Jesus in your life. Lead them to Jesus if you have opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.